I was in here from morning, and I'll die in here.
Seven. Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Monday night Missing Persons broadcast with Lorna Munson and Bobby Ormsby. Now, if you haven't done so already, be sure to check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Before you hit that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout all we do here in the Defenders 7. Check out and subscribe to our website, all lowercase letters, www.defenders7.com. On our website, you'll find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities in time of need. So by all means, please purchase something from our store or hit that donate button. It's the only way that we're able to take care of our communities in time of need is by you, the members, and those of you that donate. Check out our YouTube channel and hit that subscribe button for us. We're on MeWe. If you click on Communities, scroll down. Defenders 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. That's right, folks. We are not a militia. Tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy it when you call in with your thoughts and opinions on the topic of the night. And that number to call, area code 914-205-5773. Now, for those of you too shy to be on the phone, we also have a chat room right here on Blog Talk that is also live during our broadcast. So by all means, choose one or the other. Come on in and participate in our shows. Now, I was just trying to, before I came on the radio, I was trying to read up on it. Apparently, they found 84 trafficked kids that they rescued. I don't even know where. I have to find the article again and read it. But it is a problem. I mean, trafficked, endangered, murdered, missing, runaway. 9 times out of 10, the runaways wind up getting picked up by traffickers. So that's why you, all of us, need to share missing persons flyers on every platform on social media. That's how they are able to track and they are able to find these missing. If you feel uncomfortable about reporting it to the authorities, reach out to myself, Bobby Ormsby, or Lorna Munson. We will get the information to the proper authorities. Just if you know something, say something. Let's help bring these missing children and adults home and give closure to the families. Now allow me to bring in my sidekick and major ass team, Lorna Munson.
Stop.
And I believe our Lieutenant General is also on.
Yes, I am.
Me and Ralph are arguing right now. Sorry.
And he's winning.
And right, he's winning that argument.
I know.
You. Come here. Come here.
Go get Jamie.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you, Bobby, everybody, I'm going to be off here for a few weeks. I'm kind of taking my cousin's death kind of hard.
Yeah, I'm sorry for your loss, brother.
Yep, sorry to hear that.
She was only 62 years old, too. So, I tell you, man, I wanted to get on this past Thursday, but I got off early and I fell asleep because I got a whole lot of shit to talk about. I know we're being listened by our government, but when is enough of enough? You know, I know this ain't the show for it, but 185,000 IRS agents that's armed and are able to shoot to kill. Let me tell you guys something about this. It's not, they're coming after the middle class. I'm going to tell you right now. It's not about the money. They're coming after the non-vaccinated, the Trump supporters, and the true patriots of this country, including veterans. You know, when is it time? That Mar-a-Lago, when he got raided, was a test. We'll see what America's actions would be after that. When is it time? When is it time?
That's,
you know,
the same exact question I asked Thursday night, bro.
I mean, it's, this ain't, people can say we're conspiracy theorists and all this other shit. Open up your fucking eyes and see what's happening. If you think that this government is going to fucking help you, they're out to get you. They want the New World Order. I guess since, you know, people aren't willing to stand up to fight to the tyranny that is going on, just like our forefathers, well, I know they're listening right now, and I'll probably be one of them that they come after first. All I got to say is, when it's my time, I know where I'm going. I believe in the God Almighty, but I will stand up for the fight for this country. And if it's my time, if I have to take a bullet for it, so be it.
And that's,
but at least I
and
could.
That's
my
about
ground.
That's all about being patriotic, dude, and believing in our own cause. And
I mean,
it just pisses me off because they are pushing so hard because they don't have evidence.
Well, right, they don't. They really don't. It was a test just to see what America's reaction would be.
Yeah, because
I mean,
if the Patriots would have freaked out and went all in, then we would have just proved their point that they think in their heads, and that would screw Trump.
Well, I don't know if it would screw Trump because I'll almost bet money he will be indicted for what? Who knows? The word is saying that he's selling off top secret stuff to Russia, which is bullshit.
Right.
It's another sport.
Right. It's a hoax.
You know, same thing is what's going on with this fucking joke of the November 6th committee.
Yep.
That's a fucking joke. The Russia collusion, that was a fucking joke.
Look, the first thought in everybody's mind when they came up with this sham trial for January 6th, knowing that they don't have any freaking hard evidence, that's why they postponed it till September to continue.
Right.
And I guarantee freaking to you that a week before that goes back on, and if not then, definitely October is when they're going to come out with their planet shit of prosecuting Trump.
Oh, yeah, I agree. We're not going to make it to the midterms, I don't think.
I don't either, dude. But the same thing,
and,
you know, like I said, is the last thing we need to do is to prove them right by taking things out on the government. You know, by physical is what I'm talking about.
Right. Right. I just think it's almost time because right now they are arming themselves up with a bigger army than what everybody thinks. And it's not our military. I'm talking IRS agents, CIA, FBI. There is so much corruption across the world. It's not even
Did you listen to that post that Kim put about what Bernie Sanders was saying?
No, I haven't had time. I mean, I've been working damn near every day.
Weathers, you get a chance, man. Click on it and listen to it.
Yeah.
Did she post it in our staff room?
Is it badass?
It's
room?
It's on the one where it's just me, you, Weathers, Kim, John.
Yeah, it's in our staff room on Messenger, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I'll go in when I get home. I mean, dude, I tell you, the stress that I'm under right now, it's just, I apologize for not being on the shows and stuff. It's getting a hell of a lot worse for me.
I understand, dude.
But the way I see it, and anybody that knows, like the Proud Boys, he's already been, he's going to prison. He's going to jail. All right? They are going after every patriot group that's ever formed in America. They are.
Sure.
The shit is hitting the fan real fast. It's already here. If our members or listeners don't believe it, and this does not fucking scare you, man, you're a fucking idiot. I'm telling you that right now. They are coming. They are going to do whatever it takes to take every patriot out. They want New World Order so bad. Between that war between Ukraine and Russia, it was planned. It was all planned.
Oh, yeah, because no matter what, Biden's going to get richer off it.
Yep.
Because of his ties to China, Russia, Ukraine, and now what's the other country that they just
China.
Not China. There's another
China.
Something came out that Biden's tied to.
Yeah, I can't think of it either right now.
With his son.
Right. Well, Ukraine is part. I mean, Ukraine. See, the world government, the world order, actually loaned Ukraine all this money. Now, think about this. All the donations that they are asking for people to actually give for Ukraine, where do you think that money's going? Is it sure
Biden's pocket?
It is actually going in the pockets of Congress, and we are paying for Ukraine's parliament, their Congress.
Well, and the Democrats are just proving us all right. What we've been saying all along is that
right. They're
trying to say Republicans are above the law. No, it's the Democrats that are, because if you're going this hard at this scam of a trial and scam of a raid,
right,
then everybody needs to be fired right now. Not wait till the Republicans take over, because I don't think that's going to happen.
Right.
But stop blowing smoke up the America's ass and just fucking fire them. That's why you were elected. You don't have to wait till another freaking primary and another swearing of a new president to do this shit.
And here's the problem. They are passing, and it's not just Democrats. The Rhino Republicans are doing it too. They're playing right along.
I know. It's more.
The
way that they stuffed this bill, this latest bill that they're so. Hurry up, Biden sign it, is because it's the biggest farce that is going to do nothing but fuck us all over once again.
Exactly. Your Second Amendment rights, have you even seen what's in this bill?
Yeah, I've been reading it.
Because the gun rights will be no more. They're already pushing for the Second Amendment to take everybody's guns and ammo away. Once America is unarmed, there's not a fucking thing anybody can do about it. They are passing laws to ban the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights. They are getting rid of it. They are passing so many laws, federal laws, that there will not be a Constitution of the United States or Bill of Rights.
Right.
All because of the way they are wording it. Nobody has read this new bill. I mean, they are... Huh? What's that?
Did we lose them?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, people, you better start preparing for the worst, because it's going to happen in every state of the United States, all the cities. They are coming after all of us. They have, in the Obama era, they've already built concentration camps right here in the United States. They're not calling it concentration camps. There is this, there's going to be so many so-called diseases and outbreaks by the CDC and WHO. Going to be funny. It's already happening across the world. It's already starting. When is America going to wake the fuck up? I pray every day, morning and afternoon, to protect this world from evil. But it's time to take action. Work for us. We are not peasants. They are coming after all middle class. You think inflation is really high now? What are you going to... They're creating the food shortage, gas shortage, the inflation. When is enough? When is it enough? And I call out anybody who took an oath, including our first responders. What are you doing? What are you going to do? Right here in Illinois, this son of a bitch and governor of ours is letting criminals out on the streets by thousands. Murderers, rapists, child molesters. They are letting them out in droves. You think the big cities are bad now? Wait until they come out to our small town communities, the rural areas. I mean, we have said shit on all these radio shows. Just on this show alone, how many missing persons?
Oh, do I have to go back to that place tomorrow?
Every week.
My life.
You know, think about this. Right now, we are being invaded in our southern border. That's how bad it is. It is not just a few people. We're talking thousands and thousands
and they, I'm talking terrorists that we fought during Desert Shield and Storm, Iraqi freedom. They're coming across our border, known terrorists, and they can't even, they don't know where they're at. They are making this happen. Why do you think they're calling for open borders? You know, time to wake up. Time to wake up, people. I get stuff sent to me all the time. It's, and you can do your own research and find all this information out. Well, I apologize because I know I interrupted the show right off the bat. I know this is not the show for this, but I apologize, Bobby and Lorna. I know
there's a lot of
families that are really hurting right now because of our missing people that you guys are getting ready to bring up. I feel for those families. May God hold them in his hand to give them closure and give them peace of mind. That's pretty much all I got. Again, I apologize, guys.
No, it's fine.
I mean, as a veteran who fought for this country, a patriot that still believes in this country, I'm just wondering when enough is enough. Stay strong, keep your hands on the swivel, and by all means, you better start praying. Better start praying. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Did we lose him again?
I don't know. Bobby.
Sorry about
you
that,
here?
Guys. Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
Oh.
So on that note, I'm going to leave it to you guys to do the show. And you know, again, I apologize for interrupting. I know this wasn't the show for it. I had to get this shit off my chest. So.
Yeah, I had a guy pull up and asking about my old deck off my tractor.
Oh. All right, y'all. Well, God bless and have a good night.
All right,
good night.
You too.
Wait for your life again, too.
Yes, and try to keep in touch, man.
Oh, I definitely will, brother. You know that. All right, man. God bless. Have a good night,
brother. You too, man.
Are you ready, or is that guy still there?
No. He just got done. Calling me. I mean, talking to me about it all.
Oh.
So.
Okay. Well, I'll start out then in Huntingburg, Indiana. Laura Hernandez Orlena, 19 years old, missing since 8/19/2019. She's female, Hispanic, black hair, brown eyes, 5'3", 130 pounds. She's been missing for 3 years. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678. 1-800-THE-LOST or the Huntingburg Police Department in Indiana at 812-683-4111. You got
missing
your stuff
Liz.
Up yet?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Missing Meadowview or Meadview, Arizona. Brandon Parrish. Last seen February 3rd, 2021. Age at the time of missing is 20 years old. 6'1", 160 pounds. Brown eyes, brown hair. Brandon was living in Meadview and doing some handyman work. His grandparents have not heard from him in over a year and are concerned for his safety. Following an incident on February 3rd, 2021, Brandon went missing and there was an ATV search conducted by local authorities. But he has never been located. He's a white male, short hair, a really light beard. Anyone having any information should contact the Mojave County Sheriff's Department at 928-753-0753.
Oh, I'm waiting for me? I was reading. Okay. This one says, this may be one of the most bizarre cases I've ever looked into. Curtis S. Chandler, 14 years old, was to spend the night with a neighbor on August 28, 1977, on Dundee Road in Lockport, Illinois. The neighbor, Bobby Jackson, and her boyfriend, Owen Clark, 47 years old, had an argument, and Owen told her he was taking her car for a ride. He was taking Curtis with him. However, when she looked out the window, the duo was walking. Neither came back that night, but the next day, Owen walked into the local fire department alone with burns over 60% of his body and a strange story. Some articles say 35%. He claimed that four youths attempted to rob him, threw a flammable liquid on his body, and lit him on fire before speeding off. He put the fire out by rolling in the grass. He was rushed to a hospital and began a long stint in a burn unit, never swaying from his story. He remained a suspect in the case until the day he died, but detectives could never be certain that the boy was actually with Owen at the time of the incident and could never prove anything. What happened to Curtis? He was never located. Having been on foot, if he had been armed, one would think his body couldn't be too far from Dundee Road. Or was Owen telling the truth? Curtis was 5'2", 134 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes, enlarged left ear, a scar under his hair on the left side, and an appendectomy scar on his abdomen. He was last seen wearing a blue T-shirt, jeans, and red tennis shoes. Will County Sheriff's Office Detective Robert Austin can be reached at 815-727-8575, case number 77-241-026.
Surprise, Arizona. What a name.
I know. I was just going to say, surprise!
Landon Woolgar, W-O-O-L-G-A-R, has been missing since August 7th, 2022. He's a white male, 5'11", 130 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes. Landon was last seen wearing a white T-shirt and blue jeans, blue Vans, and a khaki JanSport backpack.
Any information on his whereabouts? Call the Surprise Police Department in Surprise, Arizona at 623-222-4000. Benny Pena is the police chief.
Grand Ledge, Michigan. Ayla Gardner, 17 years old, missing since 8/19/21. She's female, white, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'1", 127 pounds. She was last seen with her hair. Her hair was dyed auburn. Any information, call 911 or 1-800-843-5678. Or 1-800-THE-LOST, or the Grand Lodge, or the Grand Ledge Police Department in Michigan at 517-627-2115.
Marana, Arizona. Randall Ray Curtis. White male, age 36, 5'10", 150 pounds. Brown hair, blue eyes. He was last seen July 16, 2022, traveling on foot in Tucson, Marana area, along the interstate. Family was told by his girlfriend that they got separated, and when she returned to where he was, his bags remained, but he was gone. Details surrounding his disappearance are unclear, and the family is looking for anyone with information to please contact the police. He does have a light goatee with a mustache. Anyone have an information or ask to contact the Marana Police Department at
520-682-4032. Colton Ross Barrera. Colton disappeared from Russell, Kansas on September 26, 2008. A friend dropped him off at the outdoor skate park. Colton was supposed to call his friend when he wanted to be picked up, but he never did. Authorities believed he left on his own accord, but Colton's family doesn't believe this because he wasn't having any problems that would cause him to run away, and he left his wallet and identification behind. Recent information suggests that Colton may have been killed and his body hidden. He was 17 at the time of his disappearance. He's now 31, 5'9", 135 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Any information, call the Russell County, Kansas Sheriff's Office at 785-483-2151 or Kansas Bureau of Investigations at 785-296-4017 or the FBI at 816-512-8200. Case number 08-479.
Teen still missing from Pennsylvania 1 year later. 16-year-old Margarita Anae Lanez was last seen on August 12, 2021. In West Mifflin, PA. She may travel to Ohio, Indiana, or to Guatemala. Margarita may go by the name Michelle or Michelle. Anyone with information on Margarita or her whereabouts is asked to call the West Mifflin Police Department at...
Where'd you go? Hello?
I'm sorry, I just lost him. I got it back.
Oh.
Call the West Mifflin Police Department in Pennsylvania at 1-412-461-0600.
Stephanie Welch, missing from Lakin, Kansas. Missing since February 28, 2001. She was 23 years old at time of disappearance. She's 45 now. She's 5'8", 190 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Stephanie dropped her youngest son off at his daycare in Lakin, Kansas at approximately 9:15 a.m. on February 28, 2001. Earlier, she had dropped her older child off at preschool. Authorities believe that she drove back to the mobile home she was preparing to vacate shortly afterwards. Stephanie may have returned to the property to remove some of her and her children's personal belongings. She has never been heard from again. Stephanie was engaged to Roy Moore in early 2001 and was planning to move out of her mobile home and into his house. She was driving his silver, silver 1990 Mazda 626 at the time of her disappearance. Moore's vehicle was discovered abandoned in the private driveway of a mobile home park in southeast Lakin at approximately 11 a.m. Witnesses said that an unidentified man dressed in black walked away from the car shortly afterwards. Authorities do not believe Stephanie knew anyone inside the park and theorized that someone else drove Moore's car to, to the location. Her jacket and her wallet, which contained $500, were discovered on the front seat of the vehicle. The wheel wells were covered in snow and mud, and someone drove the car for miles before parking in the driveway. Moore picked up Stephanie's son from the daycare after she failed to return by 6 p.m. He learned that his vehicle had been abandoned earlier in the day after reporting Stephanie's disappearance later during the evening. An extensive search of the area produced no clues as to Stephanie's whereabouts. Investigators believe that she may have been murdered between the time she dropped off her son and the time Moore's vehicle was discovered. Authorities said that her remains could have been hidden in numerous locations. Several abandoned wells are scattered throughout the area. Man who was seen leaving her car is considered to be the prime suspect of her disappearance. If you have any information regarding Stephanie's disappearance or know of her whereabouts, call the Kearney County Sheriff's Office at 620-355-6211 or the KBI at 1-800-572-7463 Sheriff's Office case number is 02-01-072.
Corey Dean Williams from Gilmer, Texas. Missing since July 28, 2022. He's 30 years old, white male, 6 foot tall. Brown hair, but it's balding. 165 to 175 pounds. He has blue eyes. Corey has a reddish brown beard tattoo of, he has a reddish brown beard. He has a tattoo of a C, which is C is in Charlie, on his right hand between his thumb and his finger, and a W on the left hand between his thumb and finger.
He has a large tattoo of a rose and green leaves on the right side of his chest. And there is a reward of $1,500. You can call the TGTP tip line at 321-343-4976. Or you can contact them on Facebook at The Grim, G-R-I-M-M, Truth. And that's all I got.
Marcus Ray Backman, missing from Shawnee County, Kansas. Missing since September 23rd, 2021. He was 34, time of disappearance. He's 35 now, 5'9", 200 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. Marcus went missing from, I said that already, at approximately 1 or 10 o'clock p.m. Marcus was last seen walking at that time. Marcus is originally from Frankfort, Indiana, but has ties to Wabanski in Dickinson counties in Kansas. At the time of his disappearance, Marcus was 34 years old. He is now 35, 5'9 tall. I said all that stuff. Marcus has a large tattoo on his right leg and a Superman emblem tattoo on his left leg. A surgical scar on the front of his head from having a cyst removed. He has a history of huffing air dusters and alcohol abuse. Marcus was last wearing a baseball-style hat, orange T-shirt, blue jeans, and black shoes. If you have any information regarding Marcus's disappearance or you know of his whereabouts, call the Shawnee County, Kansas Sheriff's Office at 785-251-2200 or the Kansas Bureau of Investigation at 785-296-4017.
Stefan Coleman, missing since May 24, 2022, from El Paso, Texas. He's a one-year-old, black male, black hair, brown eyes, 2 foot tall, weighs 25 pounds. He may be in the company of two adult males and an adult female. Although Stefan is missing from El Paso, Texas, the South Salt Lake City Police Department is interested in his whereabouts. Caution, if located, do not approach and immediately contact law enforcement. Anyone having information should call 911 or the Salt Lake City Police Department in Utah at 1-801-840-4000.
Sam Marie Santana, missing from Mansfield, Ohio. 15 years old, female, Hispanic, brown hair, brown eyes, 5'4", 157 pounds. Any information, call 911 or 1-800-843-5678 or 1-800-THE-LOST.
Okay, we got an urgent missing from down here to county over, Lexington, South Carolina.
Well, get on it.
Missing.
Hop in the car and go look.
Yeah, right. Missing since April 19, 2022. It's a white female, 17 years old, brown hair, green eyes, 5'1", 130 pounds. Madison Barton has gone missing in Lexington, South Carolina. Madison was last
known to be at her boyfriend's house, but is supposedly left there, and he or his parents have no idea where she went or who she is with now. She was seen getting picked up by her boyfriend, Michael Goodwin, who was driving an early 2000s Honda Civic light blue. He is also pictured to the right. It has been stated that she was in the Traveler Trail neighborhood in Lexington, South Carolina, but has maybe been moved to another neighborhood. Madison, if you are okay, please contact any local police department. If seen, please call the Lexington County Sheriff's Office, which is a joke in my opinion, 1-803-785-8230, NCMEC number is 1-449-454.
Here's a repeat run.
They don't say how much, but there is a reward.
Oh, okay. This is a repeat runaway child. Missing since August 5th, 2022. Missing from Mansfield, Ohio. 12 years old, female, white, brown hair, hazel eyes, 5'4", 118 pounds. He may be in need of medical attention. Any information, call 1-800-843-5678 or 1-800-THE-LOSS or the Mansfield Police Department in Ohio at 419-522-1234. Now, when they're repeat runaways, they really need to really look into that. That don't make sense. Got to find out why they're running away.
Exactly.
Sometimes it's the parents and sometimes it's not.
Sometimes it's just that they're just not, you know, they're being too controlled by their family.
Right.
For their own good, but they don't see it that way.
Right. Well, I know some parents go a little overboard, too, and don't give them the breathing room.
Right. Same exact thing, you know, and that's what's sad. And yes, these government agencies need to keep track of them, but then again, you really can't trust them either because they're being, you know, brought out as being part of this trafficking scene.
I know. It's sick. It's very sick.
Ellie Villa, age 20, 5'8", Hispanic male, medium build. Ellie Villa went missing 4th of July night from Omaha, Nebraska. He was last seen with the outfit on this photo, which is a white shirt with the Crown logo in stripes going down it, short sleeve with black pants. He has his hair shoulder length, light mustache, and a light goatee. He's already been reported missing to the police department, but nothing from him yet. If you've seen him or have any information, please call 402-306-9284.
Here's one from Troy, Illinois. His brother Richard went missing from his home in Troy, Illinois on 4/26/22. I got to zoom this in. The Troy Police Department is seeking assistance regarding a missing subject, Richard M-A-E-D-G-E, was last seen leaving his residence in Troy on Tuesday, 4/26/2022, in an unknown direction on foot. He was last seen wearing a blue jeans and a blue T-shirt. It doesn't give a description. Very short hair. One picture, he's wearing glasses. He wears a baseball cap. Looks like he's got kind of darker hair and dark eyes. Any information, call the Troy Police Department at 618-667-6731.
National Center for Missing and Exploited Children is asking for your help to find missing 15-year-old girl Catherine Ertz from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Ertz was last seen on August 1st, 2022, when she left a friend's home and did not return. No one has seen or heard from her since. Law enforcement believes that Catherine may still be in Wisconsin and could be in Eau Claire or the surrounding areas. Yeah, or the surrounding areas. Catherine is a white female, 5'4", weighs 115 pounds, brown hair and blue eyes. Anyone with information on Catherine or her whereabouts is asked to call the Eau Claire Police Department at 1-715-839-4972.
Owatonna, Minnesota. JoJo Boswell, 19 years old. It's a cold case. She went missing when she was 19. She'd be 36 now. Missing since July 11th, 2005. Female, Native American. Birth date is 9/1/85. She's 5'5 to 5'10 and height 130 to 140 pounds. She was wearing a black skirt. Native American, brown hair, brown eyes. Boswell has a mole on the left side of her face and light freckles on her face. She has a scar on her right cheek and an 8-inch scar, possibly with staple marks on her right arm. Boswell was last seen in Owatonna, Minnesota between 2:30 and 3 p.m. on July 11, 2005 after she was released from the Steele County Jail. She was last seen walking in front of Mills Fleet Farm off Interstate 35. An unidentified individual walked up to her and they started talking and they walked away together. She has never been heard from again. Boswell's interests include driving. Prior to her disappearance, she frequented 31st Avenue and 4th Avenue in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Few details are available in her case. Minneapolis police are investigating. Investigating agency, Minneapolis Police Department, 612-673-5373, 612-673-5703. Minnesota source of information is Minnesota Department of Public Safety, NAMIS, and the Jacob Wetterling Resource Center, Justice for Native Women. Updated 3 times since October 12, 2004, last updated July 13, 2018. That's all I got.
All right.
Alex
Rodney.
La Russa. Huh?
You,
what?
I was trying to read one and you started.
Go ahead.
The FBI has released a missing poster for 16-year-old Kylie Rodney. Kylie has been missing from Prosser Lake Campground in Truckee, California since August 6, 2022. Description. She is a white female, hazel eyes, 115 pounds, white female, blonde hair, 5'7". Kylie has numerous piercings, including a nose ring, ear and belly button piercings. She has a tattoo of a 17-inch, or of a 17 on her ribs, and scars on her left arm and near her waist from surgery. Kylie Mae Rodney was last seen near the Prosser Lake Campground in Truckee, California. She attended a large party there and was last seen on August 6, 2022 at approximately 12:30 a.m. Her vehicle, a 2013 silver Honda CRV with license plate 8YUR127, is also missing. Kylie was last seen wearing a black spaghetti strap bodysuit, green Dickies, which is a brand of pants, with a black grommet belt and black Vans brand shoes. She was in possession of a dark gray Lana Del Rey hoodie. If you have any information concerning this person, please contact your local FBI office or the nearest American embassy or consulate. Field office is Sacramento. And that's all I got. They don't get, because they don't give a phone number, because the FBI stepped in.
This is a kind of a cold case, and it's a weird one. Missing from Salina, Kansas, since December 8, 2017. He's 25 at the time of his disappearance, and he would be 29 now. He's 6'2", 175 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. The last contact with family Alex had with his family was at 4 p.m. on December 8th. Alex is wheelchair bound as his left leg is amputated above the knee. The vehicle Alex was driving was found on a farm in New Cambria, Kansas, in northeast Saline County. A cell phone, clothing, and wheelchair were found in the vehicle, among other items. At the time of the, Alex has a tattoo on the left side of his neck that says pain. If you have any information about his whereabouts, call the Salina, Kansas Police Department at 785-826-7210 or call Crime Stoppers at 785-825-8477. Text SATIPS to Crimes at 274-637. You may receive a cash reward of up to $1,000 if you are not required to give your name, or you can call the Kansas Bureau of Investigation at 785-296-4017. Yeah, how can he disappear if he's wheelchair bound without somebody else giving him a hand?
Yeah, that's very true.
And his wheelchair is in his vehicle. So he didn't do it, obviously didn't do it by himself. That we would have found him because he'd be crawling
or using like some kind of a crutch.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Come on, people.
Huh?
No, I said, come on, people.
Oh, to call in?
And well, that and plus it's loading slow.
Oh. This one, I'll do this one, and then maybe you should do your commercial break.
All right.
Ashley, huh?
All right.
All right. That way, by the time you get done with your commercial break, you might be loaded. Ashley,
I wish.
Deal. 36 years old, originally from South Carolina. Walked away from Meriden Detox Center in Sterling Heights on 9/5/21. Any information on her whereabouts, contact Metro North Post at 248-584-5740. And it doesn't give a description, but she got short, dark brown hair. That's all I can give you.
For those of you that are just new tuning into us or just recently listening to us, be sure to check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Now, before you click on that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout all we do here in the Defender 7. Be sure to check out and subscribe to our website, all lowercase letters, www.defender7.com. On our website, you'll find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. So please, by all means, purchase something from our store or hit that donate button. That is the only way that we're able to do what we can do for our communities throughout all 50 states when they are truly in a time of need. Be sure to check out and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're on MeWe. Click on organizations or communities. Scroll down. Defender 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. Yes, that's right, folks. We are not a militia. For tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Brog Talk Radio, we enjoy it when you call in and participate. That number to call, area code 914-205-5773. Too shy to talk on the phone? We also have a chat room right here on Blog Talk that is also live during our broadcasts. So either way, come on in, give us a hey. Join the conversation. Now, again, for those of you new just tuning into us, on Monday nights we do missing persons reports. If you would do us a huge favor and share any type of missing persons flyer on all social media platforms for us. Get these pictures out there. Get their information out there. If you know of a missing person and you don't want to report it yourself, you can reach out to myself, Bobby Ormsby, or Lorna Munson, and we will contact the proper authorities. Now, back to your regularly scheduled program with my major ass pain, Lorna Munson.
Yep, that I am. Are you loaded yet, Pokey?
I haven't even been drinking.
Not that kind of loaded, dork.
Yeah. Missing teen. She is a runaway. She's not missing, but she is a runaway. From Chicago, Illinois. Family and police need your help. Locating 14-year-old Armani Tai. She is not considered missing, but has ran away from home. She's described to be a black female, 5'3", 130 pounds, brown eyes, brown hair, and has an up-on-top ponytail on her head. Last seen on the west side near Lexington and Independence on August 14th around 6 p.m. She was last seen wearing a leather black shorts, a white crop top shirt, and a leather black jacket. Family believes she could be anywhere on the south side where she was found the last time she ran away. Family is worried and concerned for her safety. We need all eyes to be on the lookout for her. If anyone has any information on Armani, please inbox us, call 911, or contact her mother, Trina Mack, at 815-627-4229. She does have a piercing in her left nostril. And that's
just
it.
Chesapeake, Ohio. Huh?
Huh?
Huh? Huh? Chesapeake, Ohio. Ashley Hay, 17 years old, female, white, 5'4", 114 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes. Any information, call the Lawrence County Sheriff's Office at 740-532-3525 or 855-224-644. Excuse me.
God bless.
855, thank you, 224-6446.
My brother Austin D. Tinsley has been missing since last Tuesday. He left Tuesday afternoon from my parents' house in Spokane, Washington. In my dad... excuse me.
Copycat. Bless you.
Right? Thank you. In my dad's black Chevy Silverado four-door, license plate B as in boy, 63392, R as in Robert. It's a 2004. Leather interior, but the center mirror on the windshield has been torn out due to a previous incident involving Kaylee Zorns setting him up to beat him up, and they stole and stripped the truck. She wouldn't answer her door to me. This is the most recent photo my mom took of him. Please share. He is home every night. This is absolutely not like him. We filed a missing persons report, prayer, vibes, and spread this. I'm out looking for him right now. I always find him. I just pray he's alive. He's a white male. I mean, they didn't give no detail or no phone numbers. But he is a white male. He has a crew cut, brown hair, clean shaven. He looks to be about 6 foot tall. And in this picture, he's wearing a red and black, what do they call them, corduroy shirts, like a lumberjack shirt.
Oh.
And khaki tan pants.
Hmm.
Yeah, I forget the name of the shirt, but it's long sleeves.
A flannel shirt?
Flannel, that's it. And that's all I got.
Akron, Ohio. Missing since 4/29/2022. 17 years old. Female, white. 5'4", 122 pounds. Red hair, green eyes. Her name's Emily Hsu. Any information, call the Akron Police Department at 330-375-2552.
Okay, I don't have an exact date when this lady went missing, but her name's Tanisha Rochelle, a mother of two. Today is the fourth day she has been missing. She was taken in Chicago, Illinois. She had told a family member she was going out to the store and run some errands, and she never came back. Her mother is waiting for the police to track her phone to know her last known location. She's driving a white 2022 Nissan Altima. She's also an Uber driver around the area of Chicago, Illinois, in the area code of 60647. This just don't sit right at all. If you know anything or have seen her, contact her mother, Bren Stinson, or the authorities. Her babies need her. Bring her home safely. Update. Detectives got her serial number for her phone and has pinged it to Austin, Illinois. But that's all the information they're giving.
Hmm.
She looks like she's a mix. Very pretty girl. Either white, Hispanic, or white and black. And she has left nostril piercing, shoulder length, curly hair with blonde highlights in the front. I would say
yep.
Call the Austin, Illinois Police Department. Because that's where they pinged her phone as the last place
right.
She was at.
Yeah. Shelby Sue Ong, missing from, I don't know how to say this word, D-U-E-N-W-E-G. Missouri.
Dunwig?
Yeah. No, Dunwig. There's no A in between. Dunwig.
That's
what Missouri.
I said, Dunwig.
Oh, it sounded like you said Dunwig.
So what you get for thinking?
I know. It's been a long day, believe me. Missing since August 3rd, 2022, 28 years old, 5'7". 80 to 100 pounds, light brown hair, green eyes. Shelby's dad stated that he watched her get on the bus in Jasper County, Missouri. It is believed that she may have gotten confused and got off in Oklahoma City unless somebody purchased another ticket, or she could still be in Oklahoma City. She does not know anybody in Oklahoma City. Shelby's mom lives in Wichita, Kansas, and her dad lives in Joplin, Missouri. Shelby has undiagnosed mental health issues, and it is believed that she has hallucinations. Some days she cannot speak a complete sentence, as she has a speech impediment. She repeats herself or mumbles. Other days, she appears more normal. Shelby has no phone, no identification, and no money. It said all that stuff. Shelby has a what tattoo? Ramstein tattoo with a strawberry on her left arm, a skull on her chest, and a tattoo and a star on her left shoulder. She carries around a small empty black purse. Any information, call the Dunwig, Missouri Police Department at 417-623-2263 or 573-526-6178 or toll free 866-362-6422. Case number 22-0164.
Second District Community Relations in Ohio. Police need your help locating a missing juvenile. Deontay Howard is described as a black male, age 15, 5'10", 170 pounds, with brown dreads, but they are short. He was last seen in the area of the 6,000 block of Lorraine, wearing blue jeans, white T-shirt, and white hoodie. If anyone has information on Deontay's whereabouts, please contact Detective Zola at 216-623-2755.
Terrence Nadeau Jr., a.k.a. Hoax, as seen Saturday, 2022, in Thief River, Minnesota. The family hasn't been in contact with him and are worried of his whereabouts. Any information, contact the Red Lake Tribal Police at 218-679-3313 or his dad, Terry Nadeau, text at 218-679-4269. That kid looks really familiar. I swear to God, I've seen him before or met him before. Because those, that Red Lake Indian Reservation, they always came down to Round Lake Reservation.
Crazy. I love you. Good night.
Love you too.
Lorna said, love you too.
Love you, Lorna. How's Wow?
Ralph's a bad.
Ralph is good.
Wow. I love Wow.
Ralph got spoiled to death. He got rocked. He got raw chicken for supper, and he got some tuna.
He spoiled to death. He got raw chicken.
Neighbor guy
tuna
came and gave him
for
a bunch
dinner.
Of
food. Well, damn.
I know.
Yeah, he's in heaven.
Yeah, I like staying here.
Shannon DeWayne Chattel, 32-year-old, disabled, uses prosthetic legs, has not been seen since August 7, 2022, when he left driving his dad's single cab, black 2008 Dodge truck, tag number HGF, as in Frank, 2042. Shannon, known to his friends and family as David, was not wearing his prosthetic legs at the time, and it's not known where he was going. The family member I've spoken to lives near David and has been given resistance by the local sheriff's department as related to issuing a missing person report. They have issued a welfare check for him only. David, according to what the family member said, is listed in NCIC. The family member has been speaking with Sergeant Melbourne in Wood County Sheriff's Office in Texas. The Wood County Sheriff's Office can be reached at 903-763-2201. So if you have any information related to David or have
seen the Dodge, please give them a call. He was last seen in Hawkins, Texas, and the family thinks he took off to Houston. He should be around Conroe, New Caney, Porter, anywhere in the Montgomery County to Harris County, but could still very well be in East Texas. He has short brown hair. It looks like blue eyes. He has a full goatee and mustache. There's no other characteristics on him.
Rihanna Esau, Esau, E-S-A-U, missing date 8-8-2022, huh?
Esau.
Yeah. Okay, what you said. Missing date 8-8-2022, 15 years old. Missing from Lincoln, Nebraska. She's American Indian or Alaskan Native. She's female, brown eyes, black hair, 4'11", 100 pounds. She's last seen wearing a black long-sleeve crop top and black pants. She has her nose and abdomen pierced and a tattoo on her left arm. Any information, contact the Nebraska Missing Persons Clearinghouse at 877-441-5678.
Missing, for your information to all, Star Wint has officially been entered into missing person status. Spirit Airlines say her ticket was printed and her seat was filled. Louisville, Kentucky says they don't see her getting off the plane. I personally dropped her off Friday morning to Spirit Airlines terminal doors at Orlando International Airport, so I know she made it to the gates. All social media has been silent since Friday morning before leaving for the airport. If you see her, please contact Kentucky State Police or the Orlando Police Department. If you know where she is and are scared to say something to one of us, please call 911 and report her whereabouts. She's a white female, blonde, long blonde hair, and that's all I got. I mean, I don't have any height, weight, or anything like that.
Dana Jane Bruce, missing from Sedalia, Missouri, since October 4th, 2008. She was 23 at the time of her disappearance. She's 37 now. She's 5'2", 98 pounds, brown hair, green hazel eyes. Oh, what the hell? Dana was last seen at her children's babysitter's home in Sedalia, Missouri. She had left the children there earlier that day so she could go out for the evening. She returned at midnight and gave the babysitter more money and asked her to watch the children for the rest of the night. Dana was seen... Oh, damn it. Hold on a second. I fudged that up. Okay. Dana was seen at Malone's Bar on Main Street with a young man driving a late model red Ford F-150 truck earlier on the night of her disappearance. She left with the man at 11:30 p.m. Police have identified the man Dana was with on the night she vanished. He traveled to Atlanta, Georgia after her disappearance, and police questioned him about Bruce after he was arrested there on unrelated charges of marijuana possession and driving on a suspended license. Authorities haven't named him publicly, but they are calling him a person of interest in her case. He told his questioners that he and Dana parted ways after they left the bar, and he never saw her after that. She left all her belongings behind, including her hairbrush and toothbrush, and she doesn't have credit cards, debit cards, or checking account, cellular phone, or a car. At the time of her disappearance, she was 23. She would be 37 now. She's 5'2 tall, weighs 98 pounds, brown hair that was colored brown at the roots and black at the ends with red highlights, and with green hazel eyes. Dana was last known to be wearing a black shirt with the word Revel in silver lettering on the front and blue jeans. Dana has a tattoo of a teddy bear with wings and the name Dylan on her upper left arm. She is blind in her left eye. Dana has a 2-inch scar along her lower spine and a staple scar on her right shoulder. Her ears are pierced one time each. If you have any information about Dana, call the Sedalia, Missouri Police Department at 660-827-7823. 660-826-8100 or 573-526-6178 or toll free at 866-362-6422. Case number 2008-5049.
Missing vulnerable adult. Amy DuPont, 42 years old, last seen August 13, 2022, in Edina, Minnesota. Although Amy was... Oh, wait a minute. Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay, this... I think I remember doing this one last week. Because there's an update, 8/15/2022 at 7:30 a.m., although Amy was located, she refused all treatment and walked out of Abbott Northwestern Hospital ER at 5 a.m. Last seen 800 East 28th Street, Maples. Her family is very concerned for safety, so please continue to share Amy's info. She's a white female, 5'3". 150 pounds, long brown hair, blue eyes. She wears glasses. Last seen wearing jeans, tennis shoes, tank top, and blue baseball hat with a ponytail carrying backpack. Amy is a smoker. Amy is bipolar and currently off her meds. She was experiencing a manic episode when she was last seen. Do not approach Amy if you see her. She is not considered dangerous, but will not be okay with strangers approaching her, and she will leave the area quickly. If you have any information regarding Amy or her whereabouts, please contact the Edina Police Department at 952-826-1600. As I said, she wears glasses. She's got long, looks like black hair, but they're saying brown, so she might have dyed her hair black. And that's all I got.
Micah Erdman, 17 years old, American Indian, Alaskan Native, he's male, blue eyes, brown hair, 5'7", 110 pounds. Mike was last seen wearing a white hoodie, light-colored denim jeans, and black Nike Air Force shoes. And even though he's American Indian or Alaskan Native, he's pretty, he looks very light-colored. Phone number is 605-367-7000.
missing from Portland, Oregon, Chelsea McGuire, was last heard from on 22 July 2022 and last seen on the 18th of July. Her father dropped her off at Hooper Recovery Center. However, she did not attend. Chelsea contacted family to say she was en route to Fora Treatment Center in Portland, but never arrived. If you have any information, please contact Oregon State Police. She's battling an addiction. She's 5 foot, 90 pounds, long dark brown hair, green eyes. She has a tattoo of three stars on the inside of her right arm, may be wearing a nose ring. Last seen at Hooper Recovery Center, 1535 North Williams Ave, Portland, Oregon. Patterns. She has been known to ride the TriMet Max line to get some rest. She frequents the outer east side of Portland. She has called me from several different McDonald's, too. These are somewhat current photos. Her appearance may be different today. No makeup, blah, blah, blah. If you see Chelsea or know her whereabouts, please approach her with caution, expecting that she may be in danger, and tell her we are looking for her to bring supplies, water, blankets, food, and then dial *677 or call the Oregon State Police at 800-452-7888 to report where you have seen Chelsea.
And Michael Wiseman, huh?
That's all I got.
Okay. Michael Wiseman Templeton, missing from Parsons, Kansas since August 5th, 2022. 16 years old, 6'5", 200 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes. He's a missing endangered runaway who went missing from Parsons, Kansas. It is believed that Michael will be in Everton, Missouri area. If you have any information, call Parsons, Kansas Police Department at 620-421-7060 or 785-296-4017. Stevie Scott Hammerl, missing from Manhattan, Kansas since August 22nd, 1981. He was 26 years old when he went missing. He's 66 now. He's about 5'10 to 6 foot tall, 165 pounds, light brown, blonde hair, blue eyes. And Joseph Joe Grashner, missing from Manhattan, Kansas since August 22nd, 1981. 21 years old when he went missing. He's 62 now. Don't know the height or the weight. Light brown, blonde hair, blue eyes. I'm assuming that these two were together when they went missing. Stevie Hammery and Joseph Grashner went missing from a birthday party on August 22nd, 1981 in the 1,000 block of Poynes Ave in Manhattan, Kansas. Stevie and Joe were taken by two individuals from the party. These individuals were not at the party. They showed up later. CB was paralyzed from the waist down and confirmed to be or confined to a wheelchair. CB has upper teeth. CB has no upper teeth as they were removed due to cluster headaches. CB has tattoos of Love Lisa across his knuckles and a small eagle tattoo on his upper right arm and a devil driving on his left forearm. The investigation into Stevie Hammerall and Joseph Grashner disappearance is actively being investigated by the Riley County, Kansas Police Department, and foul play is strongly suspected. If you have any information, call the Riley County Police, Kansas Police Department at 785-537-2112 or Kansas Bureau of Investigation at 785-296-4017.
Kansas City, Missouri. Missing endangered. Robert Kilgore is a white male, 60 years old. He was last seen on August 10th at 8 p.m. leaving the 8300 block of Wabash Ave on foot, wearing a white t-shirt with a white tank top underneath the t-shirt, blue jeans, heavy brown work boots, and a St. Christopher's necklace. He is known to take frequent walks in the neighborhood, but does not usually go far from his residence. He has medical conditions which require medications. His family is concerned for his well-being. If located, please contact the Kansas City Police Department Missing Persons Unit at 816-234-5220. Now, there's no description of him, but his picture, he's bald, and he has a light gray mustache and partial light gray goatee, and he does have a tattoo on the left side of his neck, and that's all I got.
John Lee Craft III, missing from Hutchinson, Kansas, since November 2nd, 1982. He disappeared at 20 years old. He'd be 50 now. 6 feet tall, 165 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes. He goes by the nickname Duke. John graduated Hutchinson High School in 1990 and enrolled in the University of Kansas, but he became involved with drugs and alcohol while in college and dropped out after only a couple of months. He took a job in a restaurant and enrolled at Hutchinson's Community College, then went to live with an uncle in Virginia, then returned to Kansas to re-enroll in KU. On the day of his disappearance, John's mother told him he could not stay at her home as long as he continued to abuse alcohol and drugs. They made plans to meet that night for dinner, then parted ways. They never saw each other again. John's red 1986 Kawasaki motorcycle with Kansas license plate number CCK09 disappeared with him. There was a report that U.S. Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms agents stopped him on his motorcycle at the Mexican border, but this has not yet been confirmed. John's mother had him declared legally dead in 1999. At the time of his disappearance, 20 years old, 50 now. If you have any information, call the Hutchinson, Kansas Police Department at 620-694-2816 or 785-296-4017. Case number 1992-14123.
On 8/13/2022, Delilah Rieger, 17 years old, 5'8", 190 pounds, left her home and has not been seen since. She is believed to be in the Orlando, Florida area. Delilah requires medication. If you are aware of her whereabouts, please call 911 immediately. She either looks Hispanic or Hispanic and black, very light skin, wears her hair like all on top of the top of her head. And that's all the information I have on her.
Cole Daniel Feierstein, missing from Leavenworth, Kansas. That's March 15th, 2019. He was 24 when he disappeared. He's 28 now, 5'8", 300 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. He is legally blind when not wearing his glasses. He had no ID on him. At the time of his disappearance, Cole previously lived in Atchison, Kansas, and only had been in Leavenworth area for about 2 months before he vanished. At the time, I said all that. Cole could have a scruffy beard and mustache, or he could be clean-shaven. Cole was last known to be wearing a South Pole brand navy blue jacket with red and white stripes on the side and arms, jeans, and may possibly have no shoes on. If you have any information, call 913, call the Leavenworth, Kansas Police Department at 913-651-2260, 613-682-4411 or 785-296-4017.
Missing juvenile, Tampa, Florida. Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's assistance in locating a missing 16-year-old juvenile. Yanessi Vega left her home at 1:30 p.m. in Tampa, Florida on August 7, 2022, and hasn't been seen or heard from since. According to her family, this is out of character for her to go missing. Her family and friends are concerned for her well-being. If you have any information on the whereabouts, please contact the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office immediately at 813-247-8200.
There
it is. Okay. She has brown hair, brown eyes, 5'6", 168 pounds. Now, her picture looks like she could be a mix, too, or just straight up Hispanic, because she's very light-skinned. She wears glasses, has both of her ears pierced.
Willard T. Marks, missing from Topeka, Kansas. I'm coming across a lot of cold cases, which is fine. Topeka, Kansas, missing since July 10, 2005. He was 55 when he disappeared. He's 72 now. 6'2", 200 pounds. Gray, his hair is gray, partial gray, blue-gray eyes. On 10/18/2005, a caseworker with Valeo Behavioral Health reported being unable to contact Willard for several months. The caseworker spoke to his sister, who said that she last spoke to Willard on February 2005. He was believed to possibly be in Oskaloosa, Kansas. Willard spoke to wanting to go to Denver, Colorado. Law enforcement made contact with Willard on 7/10/2005 trying to hitchhike. He was dropped at 6th and Crocoe, and Topeka, Kansas. Willard was known to enjoy visiting Boulder, Colorado in the past. Willard had been hospitalized in the state mental hospital in Colorado and received mental health services in Kansas. At the time of in 55. His hair is balding on top. Willard has bumps on top of his head due to electrocution. Huh. Blue eyes that are sometimes described as gray. Any information, contact the Topeka, Kansas Police Department at 785-368-9247, 785-368-9551, or 785-368-9200, or 785-296-4017. And FYI, he's got like a Magnum PI mustache. He does.
Berkeley County Sheriff's Office, South Carolina. Endangered juvenile Bolo. The Berkeley County Sheriff's Office is requesting assistance in locating an endangered juvenile. They're looking for 15-year-old Alexis Demetz. Demetz was last seen at a residence on Witch Hazel Street in the Cane Bay area of Berkeley County around 9 p.m. on August 9th. She left the residence on foot and has not been in contact with her family. Now, again, she's either a mix or just white. But she's 5'4", 110 pounds, brown or red hair, brown eyes. She does have several piercings in both ears, from what her picture shows, and she has shoulder-length hair. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Berkeley County Sheriff's Office immediately at 843-719-4412 or Detective Fowler at 843-719-4764.
Joseph Richard Kempter, missing from Topeka, Kansas. Since July 5th, 2004. He was 63 at the time of his disappearance. He'd be 81 now. He's 6'1", 175 pounds. Gray, partial gray hair, brown eyes. Joseph walked away from a nursing facility located on 1112 Southeast Republican Avenue in Topeka. Joseph had left the facility in the past and was located in Denver, Colorado, Mission, or he returned on foot. At the time of his disappearance, Joseph was six. Oh, I said all that. Joseph is humpbacked and walks with his head down. He is missing a toe on his right foot. He is last known to be wearing a button-down shirt and khaki pants. If you have any information, call the Topeka Police Department in Kansas at 785-368-9247, 785-368-9551, 785-368-9200, or 785-296-4017. Case number 19880-04.
And that brings us to the 3-minute warning. Again, Lorna, thank you for being with me here.
You're welcome.
To those of you that tuned in, thank you so much for listening. Duck, in our chat room, thank you for being here with us. And I'd like to say God bless America, God bless our children, the missing, our veterans, our military, first responders, And God bless the Defender 7. Good night,
and
everybody.
Oh, crap. And oh, crap, I got false checked again. I must have posted something true again.
I just got out of Facebook jail.
Let me tell you what it is. Oh, it's the one on the windmill with the cranes trying to fix it. It takes 12 semi-trucks and trailers, A9X, a 500,000-pound crane, 100,000-pound crane, and 12 pickup trucks to change each generator. And they fact-checked me on that. All right. Good night.
Good night.